joining me on the line from the South African Institute of International Affairs is Stephen Groost. Good evening, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, this is a fantastic line. Thank you very, very much. Stephen, help me to understand why our government is signing MOUs with Hamas. Am I just completely blind to what Hamas is and what represents?
Well, the South African government and the ANC, which makes up that government, and sometimes you have to distinguish between the two, but we can get to that a bit later, really sees the Palestinian struggle through the lens of its own struggle in South Africa. They draw parallels, they make equations between the two situations, and for them, this is a legitimate freedom fighter organization that's fighting for its freedom from the Israeli occupation. And South Africa has made many efforts over the years to draw closer to Hamas and to actually try and reconcile the Palestinian factions between Hamas and Fatah of the Palestinian Liberation or Palestine Liberation Organization. And this is not the first time. In doing a little bit of reading for this interview, I came back to the earliest visit that I could find a trace of was in 2006. And they've been happening virtually every year, every 2 years since that period. And South Africa, yeah, it sees this as supporting a legitimate liberation movement.
If you just scratch the surface, all the BDS arguments and all of these apartheid Israel claims fall apart. How is it that our government is being duped? Because that is how it is coming across. And if they're not being duped, then what's the agenda that they are driving?
You know, Kathy, I think it's felt very deeply by those in the ruling party and in government who went through the evils and difficulties and oppression of apartheid. And, you know, they made friends while they were in exile with fellow what they called liberation movements. South Africa has strong ties with Iran, for example. It has strong ties with Cuba. It has strong ties with Zimbabwe, with many countries that were seen as rogue states by the West. South Africa pursues its independent foreign policy, and I think the policymakers genuinely believe and see parallels and analogies, as easy as they are to refute and to dismiss, those analogies are run very deeply. I was just, for example, this Hamas delegation went to Robben Island. They took videos in Nelson Mandela's cell and said, this is much better than the jail conditions in Palestine, where Palestinian freedom fighters have had to endure jail terms. And you know, it's a lot about symbolism and mythology and tapping into the Mandela legacy, tapping into the ANC struggle. The blueprint for BDS is the anti-apartheid movement, is the anti-apartheid struggle.
That's incredible. All right, let's just go through some of the points on this MOU. So according to the MOU, one of the points that it makes is that the ANC and Hamas will work towards the full boycott of all Israeli products and the support of the global boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign, that's BDS, against Israel, and it will ensure that ANC leaders and government officials do not visit Israel. Why?
Again, it's from what I've been saying. I mean, this is trying to use the same tactics that ostensibly worked in South Africa on Israel, in making it a pariah state, in boycotting products. This is interesting about what you say about boycotting all Israeli products, because we've seen in the last couple of years movements against products made in the territories,
right,
in the West Bank, and special labeling on goods from the West Bank. But now this is going much further. This is saying that there's a desire to and a movement and a support for boycotting all Israeli products, which is to me a shift. Although I think Palestinian solidarity organizations very rarely make the distinction between Israel and the territories. They deny that if Israel is to exist as a state, they deny that it is to be a Jewish state. So there's often, even if there's support for a two-state solution, one is a Palestinian state and one is is not a Jewish state. It would be ruled by the majority of the people who live there. So it's quite complicated. I mean, look, it's concerning for South Africans, but this has not happened overnight and has been building up for probably 10 years, if not longer, to get to this point where our ruling party is signing such a memorandum of understanding with Hamas.
Just one more point from the MOU that was signed yesterday. If you've just joined us, we're discussing the MOU that was signed yesterday between the ANC and Hamas. And one of the other points is the ANC will use the oversight powers of Parliament to ensure that the resolution of the ANC Congress in December 2017, which called for the downgrade of the South African Embassy in Tel Aviv to a liaison office, is implemented by the South African government. Can that actually happen based on this MOU?
I don't think the MOU is going to make any real difference on that, but it is another signal that this policy that was decided upon at the ANC's Congress in December, first mooted in their June Congress last year, or June preparatory meetings, is they want this to happen. And I've heard that there's been resistance from within DIRCO, within the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, who don't see this as a good idea. There are those against it. So I don't know whether that part of government is dragging its feet, and this is a way to give impetus to that move. It's obviously been opposed very heavily by the Jewish communal organizations, by most South African Jews, a vast majority of them, and many Jews around the world. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I was in Pretoria and I drove past the Taipei Liaison Office, which 20 years ago used to be the embassy of Taiwan. Today it exists as a liaison office. There's still people going in and out of it. South Africa still trades with Taiwan and has relations, but doesn't see it as it's subscribing to China's desire that there's a one China policy, so it doesn't see it as an independent state. But that's a country with whom we have a liaison office.
Very interesting. Speaking about that, our South African ambassador to Israel, his tenure ends next year. When is it? February, March? Do you think
I'm not sure where, but it is coming up to end fairly soon.
Yeah, do you think he's going to be replaced at all?
That's a real question. I mean, we heard the news broke that he had returned to Israel and apparently is in Israel, but it's supposed to be very low key and is not performing any ambassadorial functions. I think that the chances of him being replaced are probably less than 50-50. I think it would be a way to implement that downgrade. The downgrade and the presence of the ambassador are two different things, but they form a theme on fraying and very difficult diplomatic relations between Israel and South Africa. I mean, you mentioned earlier, I didn't comment on that South African officials should not visit Israel, and that's been in place for a number of years. You haven't had any high-level delegations. Of course, there was the incident, I think, in 2014 when Blade Nzimande wanted to visit Ramallah and was refused a visa by Israel, and that became a big news story as well. So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to. Even a casual observer would say that relations, official diplomatic relations between Israel and South Africa, are probably, if not at their, at their lowest point, at one of their lowest points at any time over the last 25 years.
Yeah, some of the messages coming through from our listeners, Stephen, is Clive says, South Africa is a big supporter and business partner of Iran. Hamas is a natural fit for South Africa. Birds of a feather flock together, because Hamas is obviously being funded by Iran. Another comment coming through saying Hamas trying to legitimize themselves by making parallels to South Africa. And Adam saying, why align with Hamas and not Fatah if the ANC supports the Palestinian cause, which I think is a very good question. But possibly for another time, because I'm looking at the time and we've got...
I don't know how much time you have, but yeah, it looks like we're on the...
35 seconds.
I'm always happy to talk about this stuff. Just to say that I agree with most of your listeners. There's no secret that South Africa does have strong relations with Iran. Hamas is definitely trying to legitimize itself. And South Africa, the ANC does have relations with the PLO, but it's trying to bring these factions together because it sees that as one way of resolving the conflict.
Stephen Grews, thank you very, very much, and wish you a wonderful, enjoy the rest of the week. And thank you so much for making time to speak to me tonight. That's Stephen Grews. He's from the South African Institute of International Affairs, commenting on the memorandum of understanding signed between the ANC and terror organization Hamas yesterday.